So I'm on the BJJ Fanatics website, and I see three new videos by some guy named Thomas Radzinski. You familiar with that guy at all?
Nope, absolutely not.
No? Well, he's got some good stuff. Three brand new videos. They're getting amazing reviews, which is good to see as well. But you got to tell us about them real quick?
Yeah. You know, I had you guys already know, but I had opportunity to go to Boston, shoot three more instructionals, one on butterfly hook, complete guide for butterfly hook, two, wrap, lapel, and submit them. And three, we have taking the back. It's particularly designed for guys for over 40 because there is no climbing involved. All the back days are on the ground. Very, very full and effective system. So dip into it. I'm really hoping that this is going to help your jiu-jitsu and really take it to the next level.
BJJFanatics.com. Just search R-O-Z-D-Z. We have all had that situation where after class is when we want to ask a question. And Thomas, a lot of those questions you've already answered, right, at Ask a Black Belt.
Yeah, it's another podcast that I'm running. It's on podcast, all podcast platforms, plus on YouTube. You can find it anywhere. Just search for my name. Search for Ask a Black Belt. At this point, over 100 episodes, different questions, jiu-jitsu, life-related, but something that everybody comes across, and often these questions sink in our mind, but we don't ask for whatever reason. So if that benefits you, go there, listen. It actually might help your jiu-jitsu, might help your life as well. And if you have any questions, find me on Instagram and drop me a line. I'll be happy to answer your question and mention your name during the episode.
Welcome to Raw Radio.
What a great conversation with Heather.
Yeah. Are we another live? You didn't say it.
Oh, my bad. Rewind. And we are live.
There you go.
What a great conversation with Heather.
It was.
It brings the beat up a little bit.
It does. It's like, right? It's otherwise, what a great conversation. It's very sterile.
Monotone.
Yeah, and it sounds almost clinical.
Clinical?
Yeah. You know, yeah. But it was fun.
I've been trying to get Heather on the show for a while now, but getting through the spam is impossible. So I'm glad that, shout out to Rose. Rose was able to connect, us together, and Heather was kind enough to agree to join us for the conversation. Mm-hmm. What a young lady, passionate about jiu-jitsu and doing some crazy stuff, no? Moving across the country, freaking dropping everything. Would you do it?
Not now.
No, I'm saying you're 22. Would you do it? 22. Move across the country with it, chasing something you love. Forget about
jiu-jitsu. I didn't have anything holding me back at that time, but I also didn't have anything that I wanted that bad.
But if you did, would you?
I don't know. It's too hard to say. I don't know.
I don't know if I would.
I have no idea, but
I guess who am I to say? I freaking gave up my cushy job to freaking do this.
Yeah, right. I mean, a lot of people wouldn't do that either. But right. You had a vision. There you go. See, tied it all in. And she had one too.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, visualizing things is great, but I think it gets people. And people try and sell it, right? You hear visualization all the time, and there's books about it, and there's podcasts dedicated to it, and I'm not talking single episodes, and there is all this self-help stuff that's out there for it, and I think a lot of it doesn't explain the fact that, yeah, you can have the lofty big goal, and you can visualize yourself having a successful career in X, Y, or Z, but what they don't tell you is that you have to prepare yourself and have all these other little goals along the way so that you can work your way up the ladder, so to speak, to get to the top where that where you're visualizing yourself. So whether it's being a black belt, being a world champion, any of it, any big lofty goal that takes a lot of hard work, it's great to picture yourself there. But if you don't picture yourself getting up at 4 o'clock, you know, if you don't picture yourself spending endless hours studying, whether it's jujitsu or something else, if you, you know, certain careers, if you don't picture yourself coming out of school with a lot of debt and how you're going to manage that, you know, that stuff never happens. You don't take the first step, the second step, the third step. You just keep thinking, you know, oh, I want to be, or I'm going to be. But if you're not putting in any kind of work, it's not going to happen. And that visualization is useless.
So why do you think that visualizing something that we're chasing is so important? Like, what is behind that?
I think because if it's something that you're truly passionate about, you can begin to build a framework around it or underneath it, a foundation underneath it to get you there. But if you getting in somebody else's head is difficult. But if you don't visualize yourself being there, and you don't step up that ladder, I think setbacks is, and then you start doubting. Then you can start making excuses. Then the next step on that ladder or the next goal that you have to achieve to get there, it becomes easy to make mistakes, or not mistakes, it's make excuses. It becomes easy to procrastinate. That's a big one. And then the next thing you know, you're not there. And it's no longer achievable. You've aged out. The position or whatever you're looking for has been fulfilled by somebody else. The opportunities are gone.
I also think it allows us to think about of the possible outcomes.
Some of them,
of what we're trying to do. So, like, think about it, like. You know, you think about your new job, you know, and something that you really want. You don't have it yet, but you're thinking about it. And it's like, okay, maybe that means I have to get up early. So what does getting up early feel like? Okay, what time would I have to get up? I mean, all that is part of the, visualizing what it might happen, right? And then it's like, oh, crap, I have to get up at 3:30 a.m. or 4:30 or whatever, super early in the morning. So, okay, so what does that mean? I got to go to bed early. So that means that my life has to change. So that means I have to go to bed early. Like, what impact is that going to have? Well, maybe this is not what I want to do, versus being put in a position, oh, this is starting now, go. And it's like a cold shower. And I think this is where a lot of people give up, because that trying part is hard. And especially when we're looking at life-changing events or something that's really difficult to do, shit always will happen. Nothing goes perfect, ever, ever, right? There will be obstacles, there will be failures, things will occur that you didn't plan. But if you can somehow think about some of the possibilities, then you might have solutions to these problems, or you might have ability to predict what might be happening. Mm-hmm. As a result of it, in some sense, you might be ready for it, even though you might not have an answer.
Yeah, for sure. But I also look at it like the way, you know, if we take Heather, she moved to California and could have been making money as personal trainer. But she decided to work at Starbucks. Why? Because if she was making money as a personal trainer, her schedule would be packed and she wouldn't be, she wouldn't have the availability to train. Another way I think to look at something like that is you move out someplace with this lofty goal, you have a good high paying job. That's a big distraction. Mm-hmm. Right? Because then I don't know if I want to lose this income. I don't know if I want to give up what this is giving me, whether it's a nice place to live, transportation, nightlife, whatever it is. You know, there's all these distractions along the way too, which can easily derail somebody no matter what you're visualizing yourself. I think that, you know, it all, for me anyway, it always boils down to you have to do the work picturing yourself somewhere and thinking about it constantly.
Yeah.
It's
almost like there's this phrase, hold on. I'm going to butcher 100%, but it's, it goes something along the lines of be stubborn about your goals, but be flexible about your ways or your methods, something along the lines. So like visualize where you're going, but have enough agility where you can move around, you can change things, because what you're doing at this moment is just a process to get where you want to be.
Yeah.
And ultimately, how does it matter how you get there as long as you do get there, right? And and this is kind of what you're talking about in regards to her, right? Like, you know, sometimes the things that are in front of us and the skills that we have or the opportunities that we have could be actually a hindrance to what we're trying to achieve.
Right.
Right? They could be a distraction.
I'm going to go out there and make a ton of money so I can pay for a lot of classes. Okay. Now you're making a ton of money, but you're working all the time and you can't take those classes. You can't take half as many classes.
Exactly.
So, you know, you get up at 3:30 in the morning to make it to work by 4:30. You're out by 10:30, 11:30 because it's a part-time job. And then the rest of your day is training.
Yeah.
Right. And if you visualize that part of it, it's going to get you to that big visualization. And I think while you were talking, I think oftentimes when people have this visualization, they're unrealistic about it. And I think you need to really be realistic about what it's going to take to get there.
Well, I think there's a big difference between dreaming and visualization. That's a big difference. And I think oftentimes that's misunderstood.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing wrong with dreaming, but it's not being visually realistic about what, you know, what you're thinking about.
Right.
You know? So, and again, now we kind of leaping back into the goal settings and how to be successful with that part. And, and all that is part of it. Like, you know, knowing what you want is big part of what you're going to visualize. Right. But, that's a big part, in my opinion. And that's even, you know, jiu-jitsu related. Like, you're trying to improve. You're trying to improve your guard passing. You're sitting and doing nothing. Visualize how you pass the guard. I mean, visualize it. Close your eyes and think about what you would do, because all that is setting you for success. Like, people, I feel like, and we've had this conversation so many times, but like, there's time to be chilled. There's time to be social. There's time to come and disconnect, because, you know, this is our outlet. And I get it. But if you want to get good, you need to work on getting good. Like, you can't be good when you're just chilling.
No.
That's not getting good. No. And that's fine. There's no judgment behind any of this, but you can't complain that you're not getting better if you're not working.
Right. And I think we even touched on it in the episode with her about the people that are good right off the bat that rest on that, you know? And then guess what? The rest of the room is getting slowly incremental, better, reaching their goals.
And they will consume you and they will pass you.
Yep. Yep. And then the next thing you know, that person is gone. I often wonder, like, we see a lot of the, you know, the blue belts and purple belts, not so much purple, but, you know, that disappear. A lot of those guys were killers when they first started. But for what happened along the way, that they didn't keep growing or wanting to show up. There had to have been something that happened. And I wonder if that's often the case, is they stop the visualization. They stop.
Yeah.
They stop the planning to get them to where they want. They're already there, man. Yeah. I'm killing. I'm a three-stripe white belt, and I'm wrecking the room. Great. Yeah. But if that's the mentality you have of just wrecking the room, you know, what's going to happen when that room changes? Because it is going to change around you, you know, that you're going to be stagnant, and somebody younger who's or more athletic is going to come along, and, you know, now you're not going to wreck that guy. What's going to happen? What's going to happen to your ego? What's going to happen to your path, your journey? So I think you really just have to be broader in how you look at things and how you plan them out.
Be purposeful, right?
Yeah, right. There you go. Be purposeful in whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
So,
cool. And I think many people forget about that. I do think so. A lot of people take it very casually. And again, there's nothing wrong with being casual about it, but your results will be casual too.
Yeah.
And you need to ask yourself, you as a student, you as a training partner, you as somebody who has specific things that you want to work on, you need to really ask sure. yourself, what approach do you want to take? How serious do you want to be about this? Because I know some guys who are freaking grinding. Look, we don't have to take it far, but like Heather talked about this, but if we put Heather aside for a moment, Chris, just a couple episodes ago, I mean, what a phenomenal guy, a world-class competitor. And like you listen to that episode and he doesn't think he's that good. He's still grinding. He's still pushing. He wants to get better. And that's a very purposeful approach to life and to do what he wants to do.
Yeah. Yeah, his desire to be better is purposeful.
Yeah.
It's not how I want to be better. Well, yeah. Everybody wants to be better.
Yeah.
Are you willing to be purposeful?
It's what am I going to do to get better?
Yeah. 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 Much better way to phrase it, I think. Yeah. Cool.
Phenomenal.
All right.
Great. Great conversation today with Heather.
So sure.
Let's wrap this up.
Okay. All right. I'll see you.
I'll let him.
Thank you for listening to Raw Radio. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to leave us a review and help us make the show even more amazing. For future episodes, check out our website and follow us on all major podcast platforms. Take care.